I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
The Wolverines 2024 spring game mock draft is here for Michigan football. Clayton Safey here with Anthony Broom on a special edition of the Wolverine.com podcast. AB, I'm going to run down the rules here, and then we'll get a quick vibe check on how we're feeling before this draft, and then we will move right into it. But we're going to do exactly what the title says. We're going to draft two teams. We're the two general managers of the teams. And a note on that, we're going to draft the best possible teams within Michigan's roster. That's regardless of the format on Saturday or who plays, how many snaps. You know, we can't control that. We can't predict that. So we're essentially pretending the two teams will square off in some sort of imaginary game, because, of course, they're not going to use our picks on Saturday at the Big House with Michigan spring game. Injury notes, Rod Moore and Rayshon Benny are the only two, I believe, considered out with injury. Of course, I'm sure there'll be a guy held out on Saturday, or, you know, somebody that's dinged up a little bit. But, you know, we'll consider everybody else fully healthy. Snake draft style, so first pick, then the next guy gets 2 and 3, the next guy gets 4 and 5, and so on. And a new little wrinkle this year, we're going to spin a wheel as the coin toss. The winner of the coin toss chooses if they want first pick or second pick, and then the loser chooses what team they are. The blue team is coached by Wink Martindale. The maize team is coached by Kirk Campbell. I think I hit on everything there, AB. If I didn't, please add in or give your quick vibe check before we kick this thing off.
I don't think there's anything to add. I will say that from pure a narrative standpoint here, this is kind of the rubber match for Clayton and I. The first year we did this draft, I was mocked off the fort, mocked off the message board, mocked off social media. I ran away in disgrace. Last year, I came back and did pretty well. And Clayton, you know, took some of the tomatoes thrown his way. So now the one thing I'll say about this is that I think this draft will probably be a little more interesting, given that, one, there are so many guys that we just, you know, it's a good team still, but less known commodities, less of slam dunk, especially at the quarterback position. I'll be interested to see where we both go in that regard. Will lead to some very interesting roster building philosophies here, but there's one day a year where Clayton and I get to, you know, put the draft hat on, be our respective Sonny Weaver juniors for each of our team, and excited to do that.
Yeah, I think this is one of our favorite shows of the year. So, and you make a good point, too, on quarterbacks, because I was looking back at the last 2 years' roster. The first year, I picked Cade McNamara, number one. JJ was hurt. And then you picked Davis Warren, number two, which I thought was a little bit of a reach. But whoever you picked second, like, having the one really good quarterback on the team is going to help. Then last year, you got the first pick and picked JJ. I had to go with Tuttle, you know, later on in the draft. And that kind of set the stage. So here it's a little bit more even, as you said. So I agree. I think it's going to be really interesting to see how this plays out. Yeah. Should we spin the wheel? Actually, first, we're brought to you by the Wolverines commemorative issue, national championship special edition of the magazine. You can order yours right now at thewolverineondemand.com. Anthony's got one on the wall behind him over his right shoulder. Link to order is also in the description of the video and the podcast. But again, thewolverineondemand.com, 140 plus pages of great content commemorating Michigan's 2023 national championship. And without further ado, I think we should spin a wheel.
Let's spin the wheel
here. So we got the wheel here. We got even amount of names. This is the official coin toss. So here we go. I think I get first choice here.
Yeah, you get the first choice. Now, Clayton, of course, for those listening audio-wise, just won the wheel spin. So
True.
Congrats on that.
This is a little bit more made for video, but we will we'll try to run down the picks as we go as well. Try to remind each other of that because we got people listening as well. So I win the toss. I'm going to defer the first pick and take the second pick.
Okay. I suspected this would be the case. This was the scenario I played for throughout.
There's no JJ. There's no Cade, you know.
I know. Are we ready? Are we ready to do this then? Can I
pick the first pick? You got to pick if you're Team Blue led by Wink Martindale or Team Maize led by Kirk Campbell.
I'm ride or dying with Wink Martindale. So okay. I'll be Team Blue.
I'll take my guy Kirk. The Team Maize. We'll be looking sharp in the all mazes. So Anthony Broom and Team Blue is on the clock.
Yeah, I mean this one's easy to me. In a scenario where you had the second pick and had that snake draft with back-to-back picks. This is the pick that needs to be made here to avoid complete and total disaster right off the bat. I'm going to take Mason Graham because I was really worried off the bat about the, you know, you try to bait me here, taking the best quarterback we think we know, and then you get the two best players maybe on the team. So Mason Graham, I think it's paramount to split those guys up for me to have a chance to win this thing. So Mason Graham is my first pick.
Yeah, full disclosure, if you went with somebody else at one, I was going to take both D tackles.
And I would have done the exact same thing.
Exactly. So. You got to load up the defensive line. So, yeah, great pick. I'm going to go with Will Johnson and Kenneth Grant.
I like it.
I can feel yours.
Putting these in the sheet in real time. So give me just a moment here. Yeah. Since we're just kind of splitting up the stars here, I'm going to go with Colston Loveland with my second pick. And then with pick number three, this one's tough. Let's go with Derek Moore. I need an edge guy to pair with Mason Graham. So picks two and three for me as we hit the back-to-back there, go Colston Loveland and Derek Moore.
Okay. I like it. I'm trying to work on getting access to that spreadsheet real quick. I think I'm logged in incorrectly. So I can't add mine at the moment, but I'm going to go with, those are two fantastic picks. I'm going to go with Josiah Stewart and Josh Preeb.
Okay. See what you did there. Grab the other edge guy. Edge, a group where not quite as deep as they have been, at least in terms of proven guys, but no surprise those guys are kind of off the board first there. You said Josh Preeb was your next pick. The guard out of Northwestern. Let's see here. It's interesting when you come back to the back-to-back because then you're like, okay, let's rapid fire this, but you don't want to forget anyone either. Let's see. I got Mason Graham, got Derek Moore. Let me go with Ernest Hausman, my first pick. And then with my second, I will go Tyler Morris. So
it's a good one.
Support for whoever my quarterback is here right off the bat.
No, that's good. I'm going to go with linebacker Jayshon Barham to match you on the linebackers there. I'm also going to go with guard Giovanni Elhadi, offensive guard.
All right.
Might have been a reach, but.
I suspect this is where people are going to be like, oh, well, this is where Clayton won it because you got two starting offensive linemen. So I'm going to match that. I'm going to go with Greg Crippen at center. And then from there, let's go with Andrew Gentry at tackle. Again, kind of, I won't say light on offensive linemen this time around, but obviously they're just not as deep as they have been. So,
all right. I'm going to pick Makari Page, safety, fifth-year senior, as well as... I'm also going to pick up Samaj Morgan.
Ooh, okay. I, as we are going from round 8 to round 9, let's see what we have here.
You want me to read them off while you think here? We can do a quick
reset. Yeah, why don't you do that while I'm deep in thought?
Yep. So I'm going to read off Anthony's team here. Defensive tackle Mason Graham, tight end Colston Loveland, edge rusher Derek Moore, linebacker Ernest Hausman, wide receiver Tyler Morris, offensive lineman Greg Crippen, offensive lineman Andrew Gentry. My team, Team Mays, cornerback Will Johnson, defensive tackle Kenneth Grant, edge rusher Josiah Stewart, offensive lineman Josh Preeb, linebacker Jayshon Barham, the grad transfer from Maryland, offensive lineman Giovanni Alhadi, safety Makari Page, and wide receiver Samaj Morgan.
This is an interesting spot for me. Also, we might have to, I was just thinking about this, looking at how we have 3 slots for a wide receiver. There's only 5 scholarship wide receivers on this roster right now. So we might have to dip into the walk-ons for that. So maybe you might have to expand your board a little bit if you have not to this point.
I think, I mean, I'd be fine. Yeah, we can take a couple tight ends or however you want to do it.
Yeah, a pass catcher, what have you. Yeah, I think I'm going to take a swing for the popular vote here. Grab my quarterback, the guy that a lot of people think will ultimately win this job if they don't grab someone in the portal. I'll take Alex Orji with that 8th pick there. And from there, let's see, I got a quarterback, got tight ends. From there, screw it. I'll double down on the popular pick. Let's see. Donovan Edwards.
Okay. 2 great picks. I'm going to go with 2 defenders. I'm going to go with safety Quentin Johnson, and I'm going to put Zeke Berry as my nickel back.
I like it. I was thinking Johnson there as well.
And
you do enough of these, you start to know how each other thinks when we do something like this. So
that's true. Year 3.
Let's go pick 10 here. I think I'm going to need some help on the back end as well. Lost my sheet here. Let's go with I'll go with DJ Waller and Jaden McBurrows.
Okay. Do you mind giving me edit access to this spreadsheet, by the way?
Sure.
That's a tough one. I'm gonna go with Max Bredesen. And Khalil Mullings. Max Bredesen will be my, you know, fullback, tight end type. Khalil Mullings, we're going to play smash mouth football. Short yardage, we're going to bull you over, I think.
I like it. Well, I don't like it for my team's purposes, but I like the idea by it. I guess since we're going pass catcher route, maybe instead of wide or straight up wide receiver, I'm going to go with Marlon Klein, one of the guys who has been maybe the breakout star of spring ball to this point. Steve Kasula said on Tuesday that they kind of view him as a starter right now. So to have that 1-2 punch at the skill spots, that's very helpful. Pick 13 as we round into – we're now officially past the halfway point. So I've got – maybe we reset after pick 14 and get some of those positional bubbles filled out on the side, and we can let the dust clear and talk about what we have so far. But for pick 13, yep, I'm going to go with Miles Hinton. I'll take him playing tackle for me.
Do we want to reset it now? We can cut this too.
Yeah, we could reset it now.
I need to look at like who I need.
Yeah.
All right.
So my picks to the first 13, Mason Graham, Colston Loveland, Derek Moore, Ernest Hausman, Tyler Morris, Greg Crippen, Andrew Gentry, Alex Orji, Donovan Edwards, DJ Waller, Jaden McBurrows, Marlon Klein, Miles Hinton, Clayton and Team Mays. I went Will Johnson, Kenneth Graham, Josiah Stewart, Josh Preeb, Jay Sean Barham, Giovanni Elhadi, Makari Page, Samaj Morgan, Quinton Johnson, Zeke Berry, Max Bredesen, and Kalel Mullings.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, we're back. I have the which pick is this for me? I don't know. I have two picks in a row, Anthony, just selecting
13.
Okay. Yeah, the 13th round here to close it out. I am going to go with wide receiver Frederick Moore. And then I'm also going to select, let's see, I'm going to take offensive tackle Jeff Percy.
Offensive tackle Jeff Percy. Okay. Looking at what I need here, could use another linebacker. Certainly, I need to start loading up on defensive backs. In fact, that's probably where I stick here. So I'll go with Brandon Hillman at one of my safety spots. And then, let's see. If you're watching the audio or the listening to the audio version, it's a lot of us scratching our heads and seeing what we need. So apologies for that. What else do I need here? Another defensive lineman. So I'll fill out my other edge spot and go with TJ Guy.
Okay.
So now to you for back-to-back picks at 15 and 16.
It's a tough one here. I'm going to go with... I think I need another tackle. But I guess I don't need one yet. This is getting tough.
I know. If there's a blessing in disguise about the Michigan offensive line, it seems like a lot of those guys can play pretty much everywhere. So
I'm going to go with Eno Etta as my second defensive tackle.
Okay.
He's moving in. He's moving out this spring for people that haven't been following that, so he can play either spot, so I could move him out to edge if we needed to as well. And then I'm going to take Jimmy Rolder at linebacker.
Jimmy Rolder, okay. I'm going to match you at linebacker there and go with Jaden Hood. He's a guy that they always seem to speak highly of there. Offensive line, let's go with, I gotta grab an offensive lineman here. Let's go with Raheem Anderson at one of my guard spots.
Okay. I'm gonna go with wide receiver Peyton O'Leary, who just cooks dudes in the spring game. No, there we go. And then I'm also gonna grab. I'm gonna grab the young tackle Evan Link, sophomore, who apparently has been impressing.
Okay. I guess I need to start looking at who the walk-on wide receivers are. I need to stall here for a second. Let me do that.
Let me read off the teams as you go.
Yeah, go ahead.
Anthony has defensive tackle Mason Graham, tight end Colson Loveland, edge Derek Moore, linebacker Ernest Hausman, wide receiver Tyler Morris, offensive lineman Greg Crippen, offensive lineman Andrew Gentry, quarterback, first one off the board was Alex Orji in the eighth round, running back Donovan Edwards, he was also the first running back off the round in the ninth round, cornerback DJ Waller Jr., cornerback Jaden McBurrows, tight end Marlon Klein, offensive tackle Miles Hinton, safety Brandon Hillman, edge TJ Guy, linebacker Jaden Hood, offensive lineman Raheem Anderson. I have cornerback Will Johnson. This is for Team Mays. Defensive tackle Kenneth Grant. Edge Josiah Stewart. Offensive lineman Josh Preeb. Linebacker Jayshon Barham. Offensive lineman Giovanni Elhadi. Safety Makari Page. Wide receiver Samaj Morgan. Defensive back Quentin Johnson. Defensive back Zeke Berry. Tight end slash fullback Max Bredesen. Running back Kalel Mullings. Wide receiver Frederick Moore. Offensive tackle Jeffrey Percy, edge slash defensive tackle Eno Etta, linebacker Jimmy Rolder, wide receiver Peyton O'Leary, and offensive tackle Evan Link.
All right, I'm going to go with Amir Herring to fill out my offensive line at one of the guard spots. And then from there, I will take Miles Pollard at cornerback.
Okay.
Then on to you for 19 and 20.
All right. I'm going to, let's see. I'm going to fill out corner with Jair Hill. Has he been picked?
He has not been picked.
Okay.
And now I'm mad.
And I'm also going to, I guess I got one more offensive line spot to fill, which I will do that with Raheem Anderson at center.
I took Raheem Anderson.
Oh, you did? Okay. Oh, he's a guard.
Yep, in the 17th.
My bad. I missed that.
It's all good. We're 20 rounds in, and the fact that that's the first one is a great sign, honestly.
That's true. All right. Well, I think Nate Afobe is going to have to learn how to play center. He's going to be snapping this week. Get warmed up.
Get ready to learn center, buddy.
Exactly.
I'm gonna go with him. Okay. Need a wide receiver. I'll tell you what. I'm going to go with back-to-back here. I'm going to fill out my wide receiver and my offensive weapon spots. I'm going to go with Kendrick Bell at wide receiver. And then as I strive to win the popular vote, I'm going to put Benjamin Hall in my offensive weapon slot.
Okay.
Got a little thunder and lightning on the roster now.
True. Just a few more rounds to go. I'm going to go with a weapon in and of himself. He was nicknamed the weapon in high school. I'm going to go with Tommy Doman as my kicker slash punter. He can do both. He's versatile. We're going to go Tommy Doman here. And then I'm also going to, add a guy who can move around offensively as well in Cole Cabana as just kind of an extra skill position player there.
Okay. Okay. I need another defensive lineman. I need a safety. I need a kicker and a punter. I need a wild card. Defensive lineman. think my options are pretty much kind of running out there. Dang it. This is tough. Give me the Space Eater, Ikawuna. In one of those spots. He's a nose, right? Big fella.
Yeah.
And then
he got a mention yesterday from Lou Esposito, which was a little surprising. He was the first depth piece at defensive tackle that he mentioned, even though he has not played a single snap in a game his entire career, and he's entering his senior season, which also I didn't realize until writing that, about that yesterday. But Ikawuna, potential breakout, now or never type of guy. I like it.
Do we remember what the rules were for the wild card spot? Just literally anyone on the roster?
Yeah, just fill your – I'd say just best available.
All right, I'm about to break your heart then. I'm taking Cameron Brandt.
Okay.
The edge guy, someone that Chris Jenkins says might emulate him. So I do wonder if he could kick inside at some point, but those are my two picks there.
I hate to do this, but my wild card is going to be Adam Samaha.
That's so mean.
We're going to kick and punt. We're going to play defense and special teams. And then I still need an edge rusher. So I'm going to go with quarterback Davis Warren here.
Davis Warren. Now I got to find, I got to find a kicker on this roster somewhere.
I mean, Hudson Hollebeck can do both.
You know what? Forget it. Hudson's my guy. Let's go with Hudson Hollenbeck in spot one. There are people wondering who that is.
Is it time for Mr. Irrelevant?
How do you spell his name? Hold on. Hudson.
Hollenbeck.
I almost did Hollenbeck, like Hollerback Girl. I guess I need to find a safety now. Sorry, no offense to our friends at the University of Michigan. The new MGO Blue website is just impossible to navigate. So give me a second here to call up the roster.
This is the second to last pick, and then we have Mr. Irrelevant, which will be my final pick for Team Maze here.
Oh, man. Someone's going to have to learn how to play safety, I think, because I don't know.
You got an early enrollee there.
I do. Jacob Oden, right?
Yep. I'll
go with Jacob Oden.
Yeah, the early enrollees. I think, is he the first early enrollee picked? I didn't want to do it with Jake Guanera at center, so Natophobe is going to be snapping as we prepare for this game. But I think that might be the first and only, well, depending on what I do here with Mr. Irrelevant, early enrollee picked in this entire draft. Unless I'm missing somebody. So Jaden Davis potentially unpicked here, unless I pick him as my edge rusher. Keyshawn Bennett, congratulations, is Mr. Irrelevant this year. It's no offense to him. There are guys that weren't picked, so this is still an honor, I would assume, and maybe we'll get his thoughts on this. Maybe we'll get him on the podcast at some point, but he's going to be the final pick of the draft as we round this out. Should we each rattle off our team before we close it out with some thoughts?
Yeah, I'll rattle mine off first. Instead of Team Blue, I said Team Broom. Sorry, my name has been filled with puns for years. So, okay, pick one was Mason Graham, the defensive tackle, Colston Loveland.
Or do we want to go position? Just by position?
I think that might be a better way to do it. All right, my quarterback is Alex Orji, running back Donovan Edwards. I have two wide receivers in Tyler Morris and Kendrick Bell. I have a wide receiver tight end flex in Marlon Klein. I have Colston Loveland at tight end. My offensive weapon is Benjamin Hall. My offensive line from left to right is Miles Hinton, Raheem Anderson, Greg Crippen, Amir Harrington, Andrew Gentry. My edge guys, Derek Moore and TJ Guy. My defensive line, Mason Graham and Ike Iwuna. Linebackers, Ernest Hausman and Jaden Hood. Cornerbacks, DJ Waller, Jaden McBurrows, Miles Pollard. Safeties, Brandon Hillman and Jacob Oden. My kicker is Hudson Hollenbeck, and my wild card is edge rusher Cameron Brandt.
Okay. It's a solid team. Team Mays, led by Kirk Campbell, is quarterback Davis Warren, running back Kalel Mullings, wide receivers, Samaj Morgan, Frederick Moore, and Peyton O'Leary, tight end Max Bredesen, extra skill position player. We're going to be moving him all over the field, Cole Cabana. Offensive line is Jeffrey Percy, Josh Preeb, Nate Afobe, Giovanni El Hadi, and Evan Link. Edge rushers are Josiah Stewart and Keyshawn Bennett. Defensive linemen, Kenneth Grant and Eno Etta. Linebacker, Jayshon Barham and Jimmy Rolder. Cornerback, Will Johnson and Jair Hill. Our nickelback will be Zeke Berry. Safeties, Makari Page and Quentin Johnson. Kicker slash punter, Tommy Doman. And my wild card, best available on the board. And also to make sure the other team doesn't have a kicker, Adam Samaha. Thoughts on your team?
My thoughts, listen, I like that I got what pretty much everyone seems to think. Consensus number one quarterback maybe isn't the right way to put it, but the fact that he does still seem to be at the front of the pack, I think works in my favor. Donovan Edwards, dynamic guy. You know, you've got a couple movable pieces at wide receiver and tight end with Marlon Klein and Colston Loveland. Again, just by virtue of splitting up Mason Graham and Kenneth Grant, I think that that worked out in my favor. If I had to guess, when the people go to vote on what these team, you know, how they feel about these two teams, I actually think when you step away from it, I think this is maybe, and this could just be a prisoner of the moment thing, maybe the most even that we've drafted the teams.
I agree. Yeah.
But at the same time, I think they'll look at your defensive backs and probably be like, that's what gives them, what gives Clayton the edge. If I were to have an edge somewhere, I would have to say it's probably at the quarterback spot with those two tight ends, having Donovan Edwards as well. Offensive line, I think for both of us, probably it's tough to say who quote unquote wins there. I think we pretty much split up the starters evenly. It's not like you have one team that has a bevy of guys compared to the other one. So yeah, I think that really I could see this being as close to 50-50 as these fan votes have been after we've done these.
Yeah, I think for Team Mays, my back seven, as you kind of said, stand out. I like my linebackers, Jayshon Barham, Jimmy Rolder, and then the DBs you're mentioning, Will Johnson, Jair Hill, Zeke Berry, Makari Page, Quentin Johnson. I like the kicking game. I like Tommy Doman. I like Adam Samaha. I like our ability to return with Samaj Morgan, both kicks and punts. As he said last week, don't kick it to us. That's how dangerous these guys are back there. You got a couple guys that can return as well. I think Kalel Mullings, I mean, the funny thing is, like, if Donovan Edwards is watching this draft, he's probably going to be pissed at how low he got picked. But it was more so, it was a game of chicken, right? Between, like, we know those two guys are, especially Donovan, you know, potentially two of the best players on the team. But we kind of knew there were two and then a drop-off. So it was kind of a matter of who's going to take the first guy. And then, you know, the other guy will come off the board shortly thereafter. That happened when you picked Donovan Edwards in round nine.
Donovan Edwards is not the 18th best player on this football team,
right? So that was a little gamesmanship by each of us, and just strategy, really, to be completely honest. Yeah, you know, we got a couple cracks at the line of scrimmage. You know, we got a guy learning to snap this week. We got you know, I think my D-line's solid. You know, would have liked Cam Brandt there late, to be completely honest, but I respected the pick. So, yeah, I thought it was another great spring game draft in the books.
I'll tell you what. I mean, if the rosters are split up like this Saturday, I think I'm going to have a lot of fun watching this, because I think there's some good competition there. I think the potential for some good one-on-ones. I mean, Tyler Morris is a guy that people expect or maybe are thinking going to be this team's number one wide receiver. And when you line up against a Will Johnson, like, that's where you find out what you're made of. You know, on the flip side of that, you know, you've got Nate Afobe learning the center position, and he has to block against Mason Graham, you know, in the spring game. So there's a lot of things like that. You know, if that's what these rosters somewhat look like on Saturday, which I suspect they will. I mean, there'll be guys on this team instead, guys on that team instead. I really do think, like, for as much as this could be a rock fight, both in our little fantasy draft here and in the real game on Saturday, I do think that this one could have a little more juice to it, because there's a lot more to be decided and determined than, you know, these last couple of years.
It's a good point. And again, you know, we're looking at this kind of as if these two teams are going to play. These will not be the teams. You know, Mason Graham is going to play a quarter, probably, if that. Will Johnson will play, you know, a quarter, if that. Seems like they've been going with that the last few years, but it's a new head coach. Will the format be the same? I assume it will be, based on the way they drafted. And, you know, it seems like they're, you know, there was a sign up outside of the Blue Team's meeting room by Wink Martindale that said that the Mays team can get to step in. Like, they can't even enter that room anymore in Schembechler Hall. So they're having fun with it. It seems like it'll be split up. I assume the winners get steaks. The losers get hot dogs. We'll open it up to a poll at thewolverine.com. We'll actually probably have to have somebody else, whether it's Chris Ballas or EJ Holland or Zach Libby, post it so it can be completely unbiased. And we'll have people vote. It's another unscientific way. You know, football is not played, you know, on computers, on paper. But it'll be at least fun to have the people interact with our drafts. Any final thoughts?
No. I mean, in the interest of sportsmanship, in the interest of the spirit of competition, I thank you again for the third year of this collaboration. Hey, whatever happens, next year we'll start making a best of seven. So.
True.
Yeah, always a lot of fun to do that. A cool little exercise. And again, just you get a feel for what this roster is and maybe what it isn't, you know, compared to the last few years. So yeah, thanks for doing that again, man. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, you are a worthy adversary. And no, great time as always. Appreciate everybody watching and listening if you made it to this point. If not, we'll put the teams in as well in the YouTube description. So you can check that out down there and follow along maybe as you go. I guess it'll spoil it a little bit, but don't look at the description. I'm saying this at the end, I guess. So don't look at the description if you don't want to have a spoiler. But again, if you've gotten this far, you already know the team. So make sure to like the video on YouTube, subscribe to the channel, head to thewolverine.com, special offer for Michigan fans over there. Promo code UM1 gets you 2 months of premium access for just $1. Again, that's UM and the digit 1. For 2 months of premium access for just $1. We will see everybody next time. Hope to see a lot of you at the Big House on Saturday.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.